Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Question of the day, Tom. What's the worst neighbor you ever had? 713-572-4610. What inspired this one, John Lopez?
Well, you're familiar with the assistant coach at Ole Miss, Joe Judge.
So. I am. Used to be the head coach of the Giants. Special teams coach.
Patriots legend.
Yep. In fact, that's
from that tree.
That's when this happened, when he was with the Patriots in 2012 and 2013. Well, first of all, he was asked about the chaotic goings on at Ole Miss right now.
With the coaches that got loaned to him, but then got taken back from the loan.
They're here, they're gone, they're here, they're gone again.
The hokey pokey coaches.
Yes, they put your right arm in, you put your offensive assistant out. So he's talking about how chaotic it was at a press conference yesterday. And he said, and this was in 2012 and 2013 when he was with the Patriots. My next door neighbor was Aaron Hernandez. I know this is more chaotic. First of all, that this is make more chaotic is saying something.
That is wild. Yeah. And if you don't recall, Aaron Hernandez's house factored into the entirety of that circumstance.
He said he was home when he got arrested.
Are you for real?
Joe Judge was there.
Yeah, they busted that man's door down. It was security footage of his house with the murder weapon that put him away.
Yeah.
Like, this is the type of stuff that
Joe Judge is out there, like, you know, with his fingers, hands on the window. What's going on over there?
You know, he's splitting the blinds with two fingers.
You know, how you see the lights flashing?
Yeah. Who is that?
What they doing over there?
Yeah. Yelling back to his old lady. Oh, Aaron got something happening in his house.
Is that Hernandez?
There's something at his house happening. All they got the police over there.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
Yeah, so your worst neighbor ever. I said this earlier, so I better tell the story. I lived next door for about 4 or 5 years to some Mormons.
I saw.
You got it, big dog.
Running mask wheel, like, oh, word. I want to hear this. I want to hear all about this.
Actually, Vernon Maxwell's like, say no more.
I know exactly what you mean.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
No, this isn't about necessarily, it's related to them, you know, like the Mormons and all that stuff. I'm not going there.
Please don't.
But these were very, you know, faithful, loyal, you know, Church of Latter-day Saints members. And as part of that, one of the tenets that they do in that church is they store food. I don't know if it's for the apocalypse or whatever.
Haven't done the research to that degree.
So they had these 50-pound burlap bags they stored in their garage of flour, rice, beans.
That's just boll weevils waiting to happen.
Well, that's why.
Okay.
Yeah, you just hit it.
Very good.
And at first, you know, I remember talking to them. They were nice enough. You know, they had 9 kids. And you know, they were fine. But after about 6 or 8 months, we started seeing mice, roaches, raccoons.
Mm. Oh, yes. It's a buffet in here.
And I was like, good. And what do you do? Do you tell them, hey, you know. You can't adhere to your religious tenets on my watch. You know, I was like, so we just kind of lumped it. And I think at one point, we did make it very obvious that we had called. We told them, like, that's the third time, you know, that the
exterminator
has been over to our house, trying for them to get the hint.
Yeah.
But, dude, first of all, would you eat any of that stuff if the apocalypse came or whatever? But they had probably 8 to 10 bags of, like, 50-pound burlap bags.
Yeah.
Of all this stuff.
That's rough.
In the garage, right next to our driveway.
That's rough.
Yeah.
So, it's the ones that impose upon you, but don't necessarily impose it, because you can't really do much about it without being a jerk.
Yeah.
Did y'all have an HOA?
We did have an HOA, but I don't think, I mean, they were storing stuff in their garage. They were storing food in their garage in big old burlap bags.
That's how you start HOA Cold Wars, stuff like that. Or this texter sent in that they had a neighbor who had a zero-turn lawnmower, which I bet he felt cool as hell.
Mm-hmm.
He would leave just a 12-inch strip on the borderline because he had determined that
wasn't his property.
That's you, big dog. That's for you. I don't know why you don't be mowing your lawn.
That happens a lot.
Really? Yeah.
That happens a lot because like sometimes the grass from your driveway to theirs.
Or the property line disputes.
Property line,
oh, goodness.
Yeah. Like, I'm just mowing my property. The rest is on yours.
I'm kind of going through that right now.
Really?
Because I got a little side strip of grass that's technically mine.
Yeah.
And the church owned the whole, you know, field that's next to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to talk to the guy that come to cut the grass. I'm like, you can just cut this little inch right here.
Just one more, one more pass.
Dog, I would give you $10, $20 extra if you do it, man. So now I got to get out here and do it. Yeah. Just a little tiny script.
There, apparently, there's some people that have had the full Aaron Hernandez experience here on the text line. I lost it. But somebody's, yes, from the 281, turns out my neighbor's son was wanted for murder in Dallas.
Oh,
was hiding out in Houston. Nice guy.
Oh, wow.
Nice guy. Needless to say, the Ring video when the SWAT team came was alarming and cool at the same time. Wow. Alarming. So I bet they had you on the news. Like, he seemed like such a, you know, it's always the neighbors like, oh, I would have never thought. He seemed like such a nice young man.
He was a quiet fella.
No wonder he was on the run. I mean, quiet.
Yeah. On the run. What about you guys? Bad neighbors.
The one that came to mind, I definitely have had some others. Like, I've seen someone on the text line make a mention of the neighbor who just parks their cars all over the place and it ends up in front of your house and blocks you in and stuff. But the one that immediately came to mind was when I was in college. I lived in an off-campus apartment, but it was owned, I believe, by the school. And so I had my apartment and it was myself, my roommate, and then our neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Real chill dudes, but they seem to, you know, operate a business from home, let's say. And they were cool dudes, except they were drug dealers. Yeah. So you would have people coming through, and it wasn't that much of an incursion, except they were drug dealers in, I think, an old school sense of it, in that sometimes they just be hanging out doing the drugs with their customers.
Oh, boy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And so,
getting high on your own supply.
Yeah, well, getting high on a supply that you just sold, which is a good racket, I imagine.
Yeah.
Right? If you imagine you sell a product and then it is socially acceptable for you to then partake in that product that you just sold. Yeah. What a time. What a time. But yes, we had that happening. And there was times where that became annoying when people come and bang on the door when the few times that they were not there.
Yeah.
And then they were always there. I don't know how they didn't go to class. So that ended up being annoying a few times in ways that I don't know that I should say on the radio.
Yeah, I actually stayed in the neighborhood similar to that. So I ain't going to get into all of that stuff where it was just a rowdy neighborhood. But the one that I can think of is my sister, my second oldest sister.
Mm-hmm.
She stayed a couple doors down, I want to say, from the Cleveland Strangler.
Oh, what? I remember that.
Yeah, it was a guy by the name of Anthony Soul.
You talked about it once on a mixtape or something.
I can't remember.
You talked about it once.
Yeah, it might have been something else. Yeah. But, it was a guy known as the Cleveland Strangler.
Mm-hmm.
Stayed down the street, right down the street from him. She saw him a couple times and kind of spoke. He was, you know, like everybody say, he was such a quiet guy type of thing. But this dude had like over 8 to 10 bodies in his house.
Goodness gracious.
It was a big deal. And the disgusting part about that, outside of the obvious, is he stayed next to a sausage company.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
This sausage company was getting a lot of heat because it was a bad smell in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And people always thought it was coming from the sausage company.
And they were like, see?
Yeah.
We tried to tell you.
I don't know if they moved or went out of business or what, but it was all coming from him.
Yeah.
What if that's how they found out? They were like, the sausage company left. So why is the smell
still here?
Yeah. Now, it's actually a documentary
that's
on that.
Wild.
I think you mentioned that.
Yeah, you could check it out. It was wild. I watched it, I want to say last year, somewhere last year, but it was crazy, but she stayed right down the street from him. Actually saw him a couple times.
This one didn't happen to me, but it was close friends of ours back when we were living up in the Kingwood area. There was a guy on the loose that would sneak into people's homes and strip naked, and stand over a woman lying asleep in her bed. You know, what the hell? Yes, yeah. It was a big thing up there for a while, a few years ago. And he would even if the lady was married, but a lot of times it was a single woman or whatever. And he would sneak into their homes and take off all his clothes and just stand over their bed. And sometimes the woman would wake up and freak out and call the police and all that stuff. So this happened for like a month.
Goodness gracious.
Or two or longer.
Damn.
But some friends of ours finally saw the picture. That was finally a camera that got a good look at him. And he goes, "Oh, that's Bob. That's my next door neighbor." Oh,
goodness gracious,
man.
He seemed like such a nice guy.
Exactly. He goes, "Oh, man. I know that guy. He lives next door to me."
That kind of remind me of something.
Always loan me his
his clothes.
Yeah.
That kind of remind me of something that happened, I want to say 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was kind of around this time. You all know him as Joe Budden.
Mm-hmm.
I think I played in the mixtape. He had some type of weird sleeping type of thing where he sleep naked.
Yeah.
And he sleepwalks. And so he sleptwalking, knocked on some random neighbor door in an apartment building, like just butt ass.
Yeah.
And they caught everything on the Ring camera.
Oh, God.
There's a lot of people who have had their neighbors arrested by them. 832, neighbors are Latinos and they like to party hard. Understood.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like you can mitigate that a little bit by just lean in, mm-hmm. go over, hang out, get you a plate.
The neighbors that stay behind me, they play music every single weekend. Oh, like, well. It got to be those big old speakers you get from Walmart.
Yeah.
Just the Bluetooth speakers
mm-hmm.
all day long, to the point that's the background music of the weekend for me.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to watching the game and just hearing the music going.
A guy across the hall from me ran a prostitution ring. Dang.
Mm.
Okay.
972.
I guess you just got to mind your business then, man. Like, I feel like you just mind your business. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of people in the listening audience who knows how Joe Judge has felt in his various different endeavors. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where John Harbaugh and the Baltimore Ravens have changed the entire dynamic of the coaching carousel. We talk about it next.